Hello everybody and welcome to the Hustle Place Podcast. I am your host Jake and today we are going to be recapping the Celtics-Cavaliers game. Make sure to click the link in my bio to go to my Twitter, then click the link in that bio to go to my Apple Podcast. It's the same podcast as this, same episode, same everything. It's just more accessible for Apple iPhone users. So make sure to go there, check out the podcast, hit the subscribe button there. And if you don't want to do that, you feel like staying here, make sure to hit the favorite button and applause. So I hope you guys enjoy this and let's get right into this one. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is LeBron James. Yes, he's tired. Everyone has to get over it. He's going to be tired. He's one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time. He is carrying a Cavs roster that is probably his second worst roster he's had on his career. This is worse than any roster Michael Jordan had, any roster Kobe Bryant had. It's just honestly awful. You can't compare this roster. I mean, yes, the bench played well in this game, but when they play well, it's not even that good. And I'm going to show you the stats here. They just didn't play that well, but to get into LeBron, he is tired, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he is. 1-for-6 from three, settling for the jumper, showing signs of fatigue, like most of the other Cavs were. The Cavs shot 26.5% from the three. I told you, they live and die by the three ball. LeBron, Cavs are getting tired. This is their 16th playoff game that they just played. They're tired. They're injured. Not injured necessarily, but they're sore, okay? The Cavs are sore. And they can't keep up with a young Celtics team that wants to get to the finals. They want it. They're not good at on the road. They're good at home. I have the Cavs winning game 6, Celtics winning game 7 most likely if the Cavs can't figure something out. I know LeBron had a bad night from 3, but let's look at his teammates, okay? You have Kevin Love, 2-for-7. J.R. Smith, 0-for-4. Jordan Clarkson, 2-for-7. Kyle Korver, 2-for-5. Not bad, but he should be shooting better. Who else do we have here? And then George Hill just doesn't shoot a 3. He can shoot the 3 ball. I don't know why he's not shooting. He was 1-for-5 in the game. J.R. Smith, 1-for-6 in the game. Jordan Clarkson, 3-for-10 in the game. Kyle Korver, 2-for-6 in the game. They need to step up. LeBron can't do it on his own. I understand. I'm going to get more into the bench plus minus in a minute, but LeBron needs help. He's tired. He's been carrying you on your back all season, and I'm not saying LeBron had a great game by any means, but he needs some help, and the Cavs aren't giving it to him right now. He is leaving after this season, I will guarantee it. He wants to win more finals, and he's not doing it on this Cavs roster. I saw something on Twitter today showing the Cavs bench plus minus, saying that they need to play more, and I was distraught, okay? Zizic and Osman played 3 minutes apiece. Zizic had plus 6, Osman had plus 5. Calderon had 3 minutes, he had plus 6. They played minimal minutes. It does not matter. This does not matter at all. Okay, let's look at Larry Nance, minus 2. He played 17 minutes. Clarkson played 15, only plus 2. Korver played 19 minutes, plus 0. Okay, this does not mean as much as people think. I know it's probably not a big thing on everyone's mind, but I saw it on Twitter today and I just had to shout it out. I needed to make sure that everybody knows that it's not that big of a deal. The last thing I want to talk about is just the Celtics in general. They didn't play an amazing game. They shot 5% worse than the Cavs from the field, but they shot better from 3. I guess that means something, but they didn't play a great game. They only scored 96 points. The Cavs just couldn't get anything going on offense, really. They couldn't hit the 3 ball, which is their do or die. They took 34, only made like 9-ish, I believe so, and only 9 field goals from the 3. I just think that's absurd. They should be at least making 10 to 15 in that range. Yep, 9 for 34. They need to shoot better than that. They had 15 turnovers. The Celtics had 8. That's another reason why. The Celtics didn't play that great of a game, but they did the little things right. Okay, everybody, so that's going to wrap up the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to hit the link in my bio, go to my Twitter, follow my Twitter, then go to my Apple Podcast and subscribe there to listen to it more easily and efficiently if you have an iPhone, okay, or an iPad or any Apple device. It's easy, efficient, you can do it quicker, you don't have to come here. It's just so much easier. The episodes will show up a little later than they're put on here, but they will be on there, so make sure to check that out. Please hit the subscribe there, but if you don't want to do that, hit the favorite here, hit the applause. I hope you guys enjoy. This was Jake from The Hustle Plays, and I'll catch you guys in the next podcast. I'll see you later.